that's about everything I know of to ask.
Okay.
But like I say, we're going to pick it up in little 5 points. We've got to talk about Harry that started Waxing Facts. You know, he used to run the head shop at the 12th Gate, and how he, what drew him over here. Mm-hmm. Well, I know it was Ort's Oldies, and he had started a record store in Athens.
Ort advertised in the Bird. That's where I first met him. He came by there and took out some advertising. But I never really got to know him, but saw him around a little bit.
One of my
But I never friends. Really had much to do with Little Five then. I mean, some of the people around the Bird had a band called the Last Honky Tonk Band or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or the Fallen Angels Honky Tonk Band.
Oh, Fallen Angels, yeah, I remember them.
But anyway, it was Anne Romaine and a bunch of other musicians. And they used to play in a space that I guess is right next to where the Star Bar is now. But in that block of stores. And there was some space there that that they played in quite a bit.
Well, the Star Bar had Bird benefits there. The Grease Band played there. In fact, it was called the Community Center.
Yeah.
The Star Bar.
The Star Bar used to be the CNS Bank.
Yeah, it was a porn theater and then the CNS Bank. And right after it was CNS Bank, it was Don Bender had...
He owns that whole place.
Yeah, he had use of it and let the community, because a friend of mine and I... Yeah, Grease Band agreed to play.
It was the community center, right.
Yeah, the Grease Band.
That was in the same space as the Star Bar? Oh, okay.
Because they agreed to play if we went and got their equipment and brought it. So we roadied for them to set up their equipment. And, you know, trying to figure out, what do we do to hide the vault? But it was a porn theater for a while, too.
I didn't know that.
With the vault there. They would, it sometimes put a skimpy dressed woman in there and made it like a peep. Right. Peep thing.
The guys who started the Star Bar were just a couple of plumbers, you know.
Uh-huh.
Marty Nolan and another guy.
Yeah.
They're still doing plumbing.
Yeah.
They sold it, but that's a good place.
The story is they got ran out of the pub and they wanted a local place to drink.
Right, right. I think they promoted that story. But Marty's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And a pretty low-key guy, too.